tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
All right, guys, before we start today, I want to talk to you a little bit about Let's Go Golf. I'm wearing the shirt right now. Looks absolutely phenomenal. This is the black camo. You got the pink ape logo right there. Looks good. You got Let's Go on the collar. Really great fit. It's like silk on my body, especially on the biceps. So you guys should go out there and grab a couple of these. There's a bunch of different exotic patterns. I started off with the black camo to ease my way into it, but definitely going to be working my way up to some of the cooler things they have. But I love this black camo classic look. Promo code MATT15 if you want to get something. And there's already a bunch of there, and there's so many cool things on the site. I also like that there's a bunch of shirts that have a story behind them. So if you click on a shirt, it'll kind of give you a little back story on why it was created and some cool golfer stories. So I really love this stuff. We're going to hopefully get Blake into a Masters one before that show. We get some really cool stuff to show for that. But seriously, guys, I love these shirts. It's like the most comfortable golf shirt I've ever worn. Can't wait to wear them on the golf course if I ever get back out there.
You sure you didn't choose black because it signifies death?
I know. That's a great point. My first gut instinct was to go to black. And I think that's probably why. I mean, definitely in a depressed state. Last week didn't help. There was a brief hope for maybe a few minutes there where I thought
it was about 30 seconds.
Yeah. So between, what was it, 12 and 13?
No, it was between 10 and 11. No, between it was on nine in the ninth hole. That's the par three. Okay. He had the lead after eight.
So eight, all of a sudden, we see a bogey. Scheffler bogeys, Patea makes that 15-footer that he left short on 8 when he lagged it from 100 feet, drills that one right in the middle, and all of a sudden, Scheffler bogeys, and we have a solo lead here, and I start to feel my briefs get a little tight.
And immediately leaves it in the bunker.
Immediately. And I thought at first it was a little bit of a tough pin and everything, but then we looked after that, and everyone was just putting it within 15 feet.
Nobody was even in that bunker, and anybody that was got out. Not our guy, though.
And then he doesn't get the par 5. He doesn't get 17. I mean, 12 was there, man. 12 under was there.
It was there for a lot of guys. Live ad with Finau. It was fucking there for him. How the hell? He didn't win.
Didn't even show the 2-foot missed putt.
That's crazy. I actually went back today to check shot tracker to make sure he like that wasn't
a mistake.
That wasn't like his fourth shot to get to save par. But no, it still said he missed a 2.5-foot putt.
It's insane. I mean, and then Scotty on how the fuck does Jaeger win this tournament?
Dude, he wasn't even good statistically. Like he was just okay. Besides putting. He just putt his way to the victory. And I don't like we aren't Jaeger guys. We never bet Jaeger. We bet him once at the Mexico Open. He finished third. So you can say this in Mexico have a huge crossover, but like this wasn't even a good Jaeger performance from what he usually does. He's usually spot on with approach. He didn't do dick with that.
No, and there was nothing leading up to him to say like that it was his time.
No, it was just the Mexico Open which is a Corn Ferry event. Like there was some. I know there was the Farmers like 3 months ago.
Yeah, he was fourth in my model. I don't know if that means anything.
I guess, but like go look back at his stats. They weren't that good.
No, they weren't.
For the week I'm talking about.
Oh, and leading up to it, I don't think they were that good either.
No, nothing. I mean, they were just average, to be honest with you. Like, just okay.
Yeah.
Like, just mediocre. Mexico, miscut, 44th, miscut.
Yeah, that's not good. I mean, this guy comes in events easier than this with better form than this, and he doesn't win.
I know. I mean, we were never going to bet him when he was 45, 50 to 1. Yeah, I don't know. We weren't going to bet Jaeger. We had our one loser that never wins in Norin, so... And even him, and like, we were all over this board. I don't know. All of our bets were good. I'd still go back and bet him again.
Yeah, we made the right bets this week. There's no doubt about it. Akshay was a great bet at 70 or 80, whatever he was when he got him. Hughes should, I mean, if Hughes didn't have that one bad putting round, he would have been there.
Yeah, he missed a lot of shorties. Billy T7, Hughes T14, Bhatia and Norm both T11. Lashley 220-1, 20th. I mean, Champ and Moore were there going into the back nine on Sunday. They were top 20 and kind of fell off, but I don't know, man. We're just in a deep, deep depressed state.
It makes you question.
I'm grinding right now really hard. Just grinding through stats, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, sometimes overanalysis leads to paralysis.
Well, that's the only thing that's on my mind every second of the day is fucking getting a golf winner and getting off the Schneider, because I'm fucking getting ready to drive down to the Cape.
Yeah, and he doesn't mean to see the fireworks.
No. There's a little bridge down in Sagamore. Might take a leap off of.
Yeah. There you go. I'll join you, man. I'll join you. I mean, my cutoff date for that in particular is Masters.
Are you sure we got the winner of the Masters?
No, I'm saying if we don't buy after the Masters, then we'll go.
We'll just take a ride.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, the Norn thing. Like, he did exactly what we said he was going to do.
What we said, T12.
We know he's going to play great. He's going to finish T12, but we just have to bet him because we know he's going to play well, and you just can't not bet guys because you don't think they can win. But case in point, Jaeger this week.
Jaeger and Norn, same fucking guy, except one had some success on the Euro Tour. They've basically been doing the same thing for the last 5 years.
And, man. And then Scotty, like, I knew he wasn't going to win. I'm not trying to, like, victory lap him not winning. I get that. But I just think the variance that comes when you win two in a row, and that's the reason. The reason I didn't think he was going to win wasn't because he's not great or anything. It's because you win two in a row, like, breaks are going your way. You're making all the putts, and eventually those things even out, and they did even out. He missed a bunch of shorties. And that 5.5 footer on 18 to go into the playoff, I knew it was not going in. I don't know how. I didn't have it. If I was a Scotty better, I wouldn't have faith whatsoever he was making that. And that's kind of a problem if you're the best player in the world, isn't it?
I had a free play on Scotty. I knew he wasn't going to make that putt.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is the way it's going. I can cover my whole week here if Scotty just fucking wins. And, of course, 5 foot, I had no faith that putt was going in. And, you know, that's where the Tiger comparison's got to stop. I mean, you think Tiger Woods misses that putt? Yeah, I guess we got a question. What do you think that lingers with him?
Yeah, so does that miss putt, can that linger, have any lingering effects going into Augusta?
No. He did the same thing at the fucking Dell match play.
The Masters?
No, but he still doesn't. I mean, it could linger with his putting, but like it's not going to affect his game.
No, but I mean, do you think? Like, so I guess the way I interpret the question is he's had some serious putting problems, missing a bunch of shorties, and then you come into this week.
Well, the putting. Yeah. It could.
Now he's missing these shorties again.
Yeah, I guess at the Dell, that's when it kind of all went haywire, right?
Yeah. And then, it did have a lingering effect. I think it could. I mean, does that mean he's going to not be there? No, it means he's probably going to be there. Will he miss a couple shorties to keep other guys alive?
Yeah, I mean, probably. He missed on Friday when he like three putted there.
Yeah.
2.5 feet. Man, imagine you just had one of those back.
I mean, he was just letting guys in the whole way.
He didn't make anything on Sunday.
He chipped in. That was Saturday. He chipped in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't make much. I don't trust the putter. And I think people were too quick. And I'm not knocking Scotty. I do think he's great, and I do think he's a great chance to win the Masters. But I think people were too quick based on two good putting weeks to think the whole thing is fixed. It's not really how it works.
I mean, yeah, it's clearly not fixed. Well, I mean, it's better, I guess, but like, I don't think he's going to go from losing all these strokes putting to just magically gaining all these strokes putting every week. He had a couple good weeks on the greens. It's probably going to be somewhere in the middle.
Exactly. And even when he does gain, like, I don't think you can go from that bad of a putter to as reliable. Like, I think he could gain strokes for a week, but then if he has an 8-footer, you know, late on Sunday, I still think he's missing it.
Yeah.
It's almost like Adam Scott. He's a good putter now, but if he has an 8-footer to win on Sunday, he ain't making it.
That's right. Oh, man. Fuck. How do we get off this, man? How do we get off this?
I'm
depressed. I'm in a depression, a deep, dark depression.
Me too.
I sat last night and ate a big bowl of ice cream.
Did you?
By myself. Like, yeah, literally just a big bowl of ice cream. I felt like Tony Soprano.
And when Tony's depressed, I'm going to go see a psychiatrist like Tony and just fucking talk about these golf betting losses.
It is like just sitting in my brain at all times. And I'm just like, this is the worst it's ever been. And I can't get it out of my fucking head. I need fucking cash.
And if we hit a winner, then it's like you can enjoy other activities after that.
I don't know. I think I need two winners at this point.
I know. Could both be this week, Blake.
Man. I don't know if it can. I don't know if it can, man. The guy we've been saying is going to win the Valero for fucking a month has gotten steamed down. Not to mention, the worst thing that could happen yesterday happened the entire tournament. We had a guy get the lead and then immediately shit his pants. And then two guys that we kind of, not really Norm, but Billy, just goes ham, shoots a 64. Odds get steamed. We've been telling you Billy's going to win the Valero for fucking a month.
All he had to do was like shoot a 69, we would have been fine.
Yeah. And now he's fucking 30-1. And I'm questioning myself, should I bet him? But if I don't bet him and he fucking wins, I'm probably not even making it to Sagamore. I'm just going to grab a fucking gun.
So you got it. That's why that's the reason why I said it doesn't fucking matter what the number is. You got to bet it. I don't want you to die.
Oh, shit. But 30-1, man? Like, there's better golfers than him.
If we do go to the Sagamore, this is just purely hypothetical. Wouldn't it be better off, like, better for our family if we called an Uber instead of driving over there?
Yeah, I thought about that. I might have to sell my truck soon anyways.
Yeah. I mean, I am positive. A little bit of that's the thing with right now, it's in the state, and we talk about that Billy number, and I think it's transferable to this. Like, I don't give a fuck what the number of anybody is. I just want the guy who's gonna win. Just tell me the guy who's gonna win. I don't care what the number is, I'll bet it. I'll bet enough to make it worth
it. Okay.
So if he's 31,
do you want to go through the whole odds board, or I'll tell you the guys that are gonna win?
No, we'll go through them.
Okay. What else from Houston? I like that course. That's a great course, man.
Yeah, I like the course. The event was good and entertaining, exciting.
I know you didn't watch Saturday. I thought Saturday was one of the best days of golf of the year. That was a very so many guys went in the water on 15 with that pin up front. And then 16, a bunch of guys with that front. I wish they did it on Sunday. That would have been so entertaining. They had both had front pins, and they were going at it. And you saw like 10 water balls on Saturday.
Yeah, I watched the front on Saturday. One thing that kind of aggravated me about the Scotty, the aw shucks when he left it short. I mean, like, that was a bad shot, man. You put the ball in the wrong place. What do you mean? It wasn't bad luck.
No, everybody was going long of the pin.
You
had to. Everybody knew you had to. Like, dude, that wasn't a good shot. And everybody tried to say it was a good shot.
like, hey, unlucky, man. That's golf for you. No, he should have put it 10 yards past the pin and spun it back. It's a wedge. It's going to
it's a wedge. It's a false front. It was 130-yard hole.
And there's a false front. Like, you landed it at least 5 yards short of where you needed to land it. It's a bad shot. Don't do, aw, shucks. Oh, what can I do? Hit a better shot.
I know. What were his stats for this past week? Was he good statistically?
I think off the tee.
He made a bunch of mistakes. It's just anytime he makes a mistake, this is something where he's very similar to Tiger. Anytime he makes a mistake, it's immediately birdie the next hole, no matter what.
Yeah.
You got to give him that. Yeah, a lot of the greats do that. I know, Rory was always known to do that. Ron
Houston, I got to say this too. You want to talk about young stars on the PGA Tour. Let's stop talking about the guys like Jake Knapp, who absolutely sucked ass this week, who was 7 over through 7 holes. And he's a star because he won the fucking Mexico Open. Like, it's basically the Puerto Rico Open with plus Tony Finau. Is Bryce Garnett a star or Nico Echevarria or any of these other players who win these events? Let's pump the brakes on just calling a guy a superstar. Why? Because he has a good look, big biceps, and he used to be a bouncer. Like, shut the fuck up. You want to make somebody a star? How about we start focusing more on a guy like Akshay, who's been on tour for 4 years. He's 23 years old. And he's a guy who has the real raw talent to be one of the best players in the world someday. Not a bunch of these 30-year-old guys who finally break through after all. The young stars are who we should be focusing on, not the feel-good story 30-year-old guy. I'm sick of that shit.
They were trying to get Akshay there. They showed a lot of Akshay. I was happy with that. But you didn't like featured group Thursday, Friday of with Patty Harrington? That wasn't for you?
No, it was not. I didn't watch it, but no.
Scheffler gained 7.1 on approach, so he's still pretty good.
I mean, if I was a Scotty Masters better, I would rather what happened than him win.
Yeah. Who's betting Scotty at the Masters now? Just probably the public?
A bunch of casuals. You can't bet that.
No, it's like 4-1 now. What if Rory wins this week?
I don't know if it changes Scotty. I think it might boost Rory a bit, but I don't see Scotty getting higher than 5.
What does Rory go to? He's like 7, 10.
8?
What should he be? What should Rory be right now?
He should be 14.
I think he should be 16.
Yeah.
But why is he not at a 10?
If he wins, I hope he gets to 8 so I can bet a Scotty over Rory minus 200 and fucking pound the shit out of it.
Yeah. What if he plays well? What if he finishes 4th? Would 10, you have any 9? Interest if he was 10?
No.
Yeah.
Would you?
No, I don't think he's capable. I don't think. I think there's certain trends that are just pretty much set in stone, and I don't think he fits them.
And I also think Augusta is a bugaboo in his mind. I don't think he's mentally cut out to go and overcome that challenge. His career. I do think he wins a major this year.
U.S. Open.
Yeah, I think he wins the U.S. Open. I mean, he's look at his because he's. Him and Brooks, I mean, outside of Brooks, he's the best U.S. Open player in the past decade. And you can put DJ up there, too.
Where's the Open?
The Open's at Troon.
Troon.
Easier Open, maybe he could win that.
Yeah. No, he's been really good at the U.S. Open, like, the last 7-8 years, like, top 5 every year.
Yeah, I have some Masters questions, but I don't know if we should just...
Your call.
We'll save him. We'll get into this piece of shit thing.
I was looking forward to this event till Billy steamed on fucking Sunday. And I fucking pegged the top guy I wanted to, fucking We pegged him Friday.
I knew the number wasn't going to be as good as we wanted it to be.
Yeah.
All right, so Rory, any interest this week?
No interest. I do think he could play well.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, he saw Butch last week, but his relationship with Butch is more of like a quick fix, like just, hey, confirm thoughts on this, whatever. I don't think it's as much like swing reinvention or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I think he could still play fine. I don't think he's going to win, though, do you?
This week?
Yeah.
Nah, he's the one guy that I feel like is just kind of prepping.
Yeah, that's what I feel like, too. Just wants to get the kinks out. He usually doesn't play the week before the Masters. I think this year he's trying something different. I think he wants to just work the kinks out.
Yeah. He does have a second here, though. I was actually pretty shocked at his odds.
I don't know. He's kind of gone up since then, I think.
Huh?
I think he's gone up since then, hasn't he?
DK, let's see what he is on DK. Yeah, he's now 9 on DK.
All right, so
we're just going to skip through the course preview. We just say, fuck it.
I'll give a course preview if you want it. All right, we got TPC San Antonio. It's a par 72, 7,494 yards. Main defense of the course is weather. It can get pretty windy, and if it does, it is really tough. You could see like a 13 under, 15 under winner. If the wind stays dormant, maybe 20 under. You got a pretty good field this week. I mean, this is the best field in recent memory, especially the week before the Masters. It seems like most guys are kind of shifting their approach and deciding to play before the Masters. Last few winners, you had Connors last year at 15, Spahn at 13, Spieth at 18, Connors at 20, Andrew Landry at 17, Kevin Chappell at 12, Charlie Hoffman at 12, Jimmy Walker at 11.
Wasn't it a swing event for a few years? I thought when like Landry
when
won.
When was that?
When Landry won.
Yeah, maybe it was.
I know it wasn't always the week before the Masters.
So, of course, what do you think we're looking for here?
Good driver. Because it's definitely tree lined. And then, but you kind of need all clubs in your bag because the approaches are all spread out. You got some wedge holes, but then you got some mid iron holes, and then you have to take care of the par fives. These are some of the more longer, difficult par fives on tour. A lot of the approaches on the par fives are from 250 plus. So, I mean, I think but then you have guys, all types of winners. You've had bombers who've won. You've also had short wedge guys like Cooch and fucking Hoffman and Andrew Landry, and then approach guys like Connors who won. I mean, Cooch is always there.
Yeah. I think because when Cooch is on, it's like wedge game. He's good around the greens. He hits a bunch of fairways.
Right.
Then you get Spieth who doesn't. I mean, yeah, I guess there's a lot of ways to win at this place.
Do you want a bomber?
I mean, I think you can be either. Right? You saw when Rory played here, what, once, and he finished second? Because I think you're looking for long and straight.
Yeah, that's what Connors is. Connors is definitely straight in the fairway every time.
And Spieth isn't, but when he plays well here, he is.
Yeah. That win was a kick in the nuts.
What, the Spieth win?
Yeah. It was right before the Masters. It was on Easter. I had fucking Chuck Hoffman. Sucked.
All right, so first bet, you want me to do it?
Go ahead.
All right, so our first bet is Ludvig Åberg. Sorry, let me rephrase. Our first bet is Ludvig Åberg.
I don't give a fuck what you call him. You can call him whatever the fuck you want as long as he fucking wins.
Yeah, so Åberg, as he likes to be called.
I thought it was Åberg.
No. So it was Aberg and then Aber and then Ober, and now it's Oberg.
Okay, whatever. It's Big Lud.
Okay. Okay, so Ludwig Oberg. He is really playing well this season. Early in the year, like, I didn't think he was going to win right away because it just he has these big expectations on him, and now he's being, you know, labeled as this huge superstar, which he will be. But now it seems like he's becoming more comfortable with it. That his stats are getting much better. So players finished eighth. He gained over 6 strokes on approach and over 4 strokes off the tee. So 10 strokes ball striking. I mean, which here you can ball strike your way to a win. He loves playing in the wind. He played at Texas Tech. He's used to this part of Texas, the humidity here. I just think all things point to this being a perfect course for him. He's long and straight, probably the best, most talented driver of the golf ball on the PGA Tour, besides maybe Rory, or he's that type of a driver. And I just think this is a perfect spot for him to kind of get that hype going back up again, heading into the Masters. I think he can bully this field. It wouldn't shock me if he won by 3.
Yeah, I agree. Just get back to the wind thing. It looks like perfect weather this week. 65, 70 degrees. No real wind.
Okay.
And there's always some wind in Texas, but nothing crazy. I could actually see him winning by 5 plus shots, the talent he has. And just looking at the board, I mean, who else is playing well? Who else can you trust here with these guys? You got Rory 9, Ludwig 12, then you jump to 20. You got Spieth, Decky, Homa, Fitz, Connors, Morikawa, Fleetwood. Who else can you trust besides him and Decky?
And you know what else I like about him here is that I think he really wants and needs to win. Like, I think he's hungry as shit to go win this Texas event, where who knows if these other guys are really like, – they want to make sure the game's good for the Masters, but they like to win, absolutely. But I think, like, he's not focused on the Masters right now. He's focused on going and winning this tournament.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Don't love the number, though. Really wanted to see.
No, number's not good. I think it's because he has the best chance of winning this event of anybody, and I think it's – pretty obvious.
You trust Connors at this event? I guess you got it right.
Do I trust Connors to win 3 times in 5 years? No.
Right, but you trust him to be around, like to play well. He's probably the 3rd guy out of those guys I listed, right?
Yeah. I just don't know if he's been hitting it that good this year, has he?
Oh yeah, he has been lately.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'll probably be around then.
I agree with you on like you're not on the winning part, but like, yeah, I'd be shocked if he, like,
sucked ass, yeah.
Yeah, wasn't in the top 30. Like, if these other guys, Spieth, Homa, if they weren't around, I wouldn't be shocked at all.
But are we sleeping on Spieth? That's a good number.
When he won this, it was an shit field, dude. I bet Charlie Hoffman at this event. This was 3 years ago at 30-1.
He was hot, wasn't he? I remember that.
He was wicked hot.
Yeah, I think I refused to bet him. I was like, I don't know, man. I can't do it.
Yeah. I had bet him like 4 straight weeks.
Yeah, I remember now.
At long odds. And then he created kind of like what Billy's doing. I mean, the Spieth number is the good number. I prefer Decky at 20, I think.
I think Decky's just going to play good again. I mean, I love Decky. Decky's the fucking man.
He can win Augusta.
I can't wait to see it. I hope he does. I'm just kidding. I don't hope he does. But like,
you don't?
No. If someone we don't have wins, I'd prefer it to him.
Oh yeah, for sure. As long as he's not beating me, I'll always root for Hideki.
I do. It does need to be asked right now. Now that I think of it, we were talking about we have one more guy we can fit. We got Cam 28, we got Neiman 50, 60, 70, 80, all different types of numbers. We got Sergio 320.
We got
Bryson 100. So we want to add another guy. Is it now or never with that Brooks Koepka 20?
We'll get into Doral later, but if you want to bet the Brooks 20, I think you bet it before Friday.
Yeah, so that's why I say it's now or never. What are we going to do?
What's my other option? That's the question. There's no other option.
Yeah, there is. I got two additional options.
Okay, what do you got?
Hideki.
Okay, at 30.
25-30, yeah. Not bad. Fairly well. And then my other option is Finau. He's starting to grow on me, man. He's hitting the ball fucking great. He loves Augusta. People act like he's playing like poorly, but he's stringing these results together now. And like now he's hot going into the Masters.
You trust him with a putt?
No, of course not.
You like completely different odds, but like, shouldn't the other guy be Xander? He's at a bettable number.
What is it?
25.
Okay, so I guess you could say Brooks, Xander, or Decky. Finau is just a thing for me. Like, I don't know. I guess it's not a Brooks alternative, but he drifts. Like, I can see him drifting to maybe 50, 55, 60.
Yeah, I don't think I can see that. Not after second place.
But those other guys we can bet the week of. Like, should we? The question is, if we bet Brooks, that's it. And I mean, I'm concerned about a full live card, to be honest with you. I don't love the optics of that.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's, but who else? Nobody's playing well.
I know. People are going to think it's a live PGA Tour thing, but it isn't. But no matter what we say, it's going to look like that.
I mean, Vic's going to be 30.
I know. I thought the 25 I got was stealing.
Yeah, zero chance to win, right?
As of the second, and he's not playing again, so yeah, no, he does no chance to win. Has that trends piece come out yet?
Needs to come out this week.
Is that Steve Rawlings?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to make sure I credited the right person. Okay, so I guess, I don't know, we have a couple days to decide that Brooks thing.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I don't know. I don't feel comfortable betting it before I've seen him play this week.
Oh, if he plays well, he's going to be fucking 14 to 1.
What if he sucks and you get a 20 to 1 Brooks? The thing about Brooks is if he's in form, he can beat anybody. But if he's not in form coming into this, he's not going to play well.
Positive.
I just don't know where his game's at.
We looked at his stats. Aren't they good? I sent them to you.
I don't trust those stats. I don't think they're right.
The strokes gain stats?
I want to see all of them in context, comparison. Like,
he has one round under par, over par this season.
I know. I don't know. You're comfortable
pulling on a 20? I'm not. I have no feel on Brooks.
I don't either. I have no feel at all on Brooks.
Zero feel. I usually have a feel. I had a feel last year.
The under par thing, I don't give a fuck about. Like,
why? They've played some pretty hard golf courses.
They have, but I think he can shoot one or two under doing his thing. And does that?
Yeah, he hasn't gotten low at all. Like, I think the best score out of that is like 5 under.
Yeah, so I just think he's like playing all right.
Well, could he just be? Could he just be playing all right just because there's only one thing that's been on his mind?
That absolutely could be the case.
I feel there's a chip on him. There's definitely a chip after fucking beat his ass last year. That's why he won the PGA.
But then he went and won one. Doesn't that satisfy that? Doesn't he a little take his
breath? I don't know, man. He's got 3 PGAs, 2 US Opens. I don't know.
No green jackets though. But he likes it around there.
I think this is the best chance that he wins a major this year.
This year, yes, I agree. If he doesn't win this one, he's not winning any of them, I don't believe. I wish I could just talk to him for a couple of minutes. He's the type of dude. Game? Yeah, he's the type of guy who's like, give it to me straight. We doing this thing or what? Come on. He'd look and he'd give you one of those, like, four.
You think you get that anything out of his interview this week?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think maybe watch the interview, see what he has to say.
I always watch their interviews. He usually gets some good pieces. Except that this one time when Dustin told me he wasn't in form and then he won the fucking Las Vegas Open.
I know. This is a real big week for Liv. I'll save that for when we go there. So let's just go through this this event first. So we got Ludwig. We got...
Ludwig yet?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
At 13, whatever.
I didn't bet that. Why didn't you tell me?
I mean, I was sick of you fucking holding your prick. I'm betting this thing. I'll bet it 12, 11, 14. I don't give a fuck. There's only so much money I can get on each of these sites. If I want to bet them, I have to bet all of them.
Okay. Fair.
What am I going to do? 500 at 12? Then what the fuck am I going to
do? He's the fucking favorite now. Better golf.
Is he? What's your draft?
DraftKings, he's... $12.
And that's basically what I'm betting.
I guess we're betting a 12-1. Okay. All right. We'll go pet. Jesus Christ. Morikawa is now 28.
Let me tell you this. I don't plan on ever paying for that bet.
Oh, why? Because if it doesn't win, you're just jumping off the bridge.
Well, either it wins and you don't pay for it because it's on an offshore site.
They won't come after your wife. That's why we're taking that Uber, just in case.
Yeah, exactly. Hide in the footsteps. All right, so Ludwig, I don't really want to talk about the other guys. I think we have another turn we get to. Let's just talk about the guys we like.
Okay. I mean, go ahead.
Some notable guys. Okay, so Billy. I mean, Billy's been steamed all the way down, but the reason why we liked him was just a perfect course for him. He's won in Texas. He beat Scotty at the match play over there at the Country Club of Austin. This is definitely a course I think he's much more suited for than he was last week. And he's just rounded into form, playing great golf, great putter, can putt his way to a win, hungry for a victory, needs to win to get in the Masters. He's a gamer on Sunday. If he's in the mix, I trust him more than I trust many of these other guys. I just think it's his time. He's rounding back into form. He's still at a point in his career where he's going to pile up some more wins. And I think weakened PGA Tour field, he smells blood.
Yeah, would have liked him not to get steamed, but well, he did win Byron Nelson, huh? It's a Texas.
I didn't realize that.
Won Byron Nelson, too. So he has a 3rd, 4th, and 11th here. So he hasn't won this one yet. Did he win Charles Schwab? Did he win the Colonial?
I don't think so.
I think he's been close, though. All right, 3rd, 4th, and 11th. I don't know. We've been telling you Billy Ho is going to win fucking the Valero. So, I mean, do I love that everybody's pounding... 30, 35, no, but I don't know. It's either Billy, Ludwig, or death this week, so.
Go Billy.
Is there anything else to say on him? I mean, he's got 9th, 12th, 7th, 3 of the last 4 events. I've watched a ton, too. I watched a ton. He was featured a ton. He's driving it great.
He is. I'm looking at Surf Game Texas.
Now, where is he?
He's not really there, so I'm just not going to say anything. not bad. He's probably like 20th.
All right, that's fine.
Spieth, Norn, Connors, Kuchar, Simpson, Colin, Hideki.
Okay, that's the other one, is Norn. Right?
I mean, he's just playing so well, but I mean, I don't know what he can do to win. I don't think there's anything.
He's just playing so great. Another top 10.
Does he even want to win, or he just wants to finish in 12th?
He just likes the process of like hitting good golf shots and making sure his form is correct, and he just doesn't have any of that. There's nothing in his brain that says go fucking win this thing.
No, I agree.
Right? It's all technical.
Yeah. He doesn't have that.
He's like the analytical guy. You know?
Yeah.
Just straight analytics.
He needs a gear. He needs another gear to go
in. When it's time to, he ain't sacking up.
You know, he's looking and looking.
How many fucking 12 footers did he have last week on the back nine on Sunday?
Oh, plenty of them.
Oh.
Made a couple of eagles, though. Those were nice.
Two eagles on the front.
But he has that game where when he's in form, he's playing good. I really enjoy the way he plays.
Yeah, because it's fairway green, and he can make some putts.
I like Norton. I don't know if he can win the event.
Gonna be sick when he does. And I'm definitely jumping off the Sagamore.
I mean, going the way this thing is going for us this year and recently, I think you got to think he wins.
I know. Fuck.
You know what we got to do? Pretend we don't bet him and even tell God we didn't bet him. And then secretly, under the pocket, fire one in.
Maybe so we'll try to get him live.
No, but then the gods are going to think they're fucking us over. But in reality, we snuck one in there. You know what I'm saying?
The gods just don't know, though? How do you know they don't know?
I'm trying to find a way to conceal it from them.
I think God always knows, man.
That's the thing about God. He does always know. So maybe live, I guess.
The other guy we thought about coming in was Benny Ann. But, I mean, the fuck is this number?
I knew they were going to fuck us on the Benny number. I never was even expecting anything good.
So I'll just pass. Whatever. Okay. Next bet is Akshay, 66 to 1. We weren't expecting 66. We were thinking 45-50. Got a 66. Just complete talent play. Guy's fucking striping it, especially the last two events, especially the last probably 5-6 rounds, you'd say. He was really good on the weekend at Valspar. So hopefully just ride some form. Maybe Texas is this thing. I don't know. You're the Akshay guy. How do you feel about it?
He's a good win player. I mean, I think he's a talent who can win anywhere, but he's hitting. I mean, he's really, even yesterday when he started not playing as well, he was still pumping at 330 in the fairway every time. And he's a great driver. I think that's going to be really useful here. I just think the talent, the number's too big. And then, like, you look at the talent, and then you look where we were on him last week, and he played really well for us. He was mad about what he did at 70-80-1. And you look at the stats. He gained over 7 strokes in approach last week.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he gain off the tee? Like, 2?
1.
So, I mean, this guy's hitting the ball fucking great. And it was in Texas. So, I mean, I don't know how we go off and have to live with ourselves if he's in contention. You just can't. I just think that number is enough. We stay on a guy who's been good to you and who's been contending. And he's to get in the Masters, too. I like that.
Let's see. Good drives gained. 6.1.
Is there a comparison with, like, other guys on that? Or were he ranked in the field or no?
I can look that up. Hold on. 6.2 at Valspar, too. Fairways gained 8.7 at Houston. I guess I don't know if that matters. But, yeah, hold on. I'll find that. You can keep going.
Yeah, so, I mean, he hits it far, and the thing is, a lot of those guys who drive really far can get loose with it. He doesn't really spray him much. It's like when he misses, it's like barely missing. That's, what, I guess, what good drives gained is.
Good drives gained. He was tied for 6 with Billy.
That's fantastic.
Finau is number 1, 12.1 in good drives gained. Actually,
he's a good driver as well.
Fairways gained, he was first. Tied first. One of our guys, too. You can probably guess who it is. Yeah.
Pretty good, man. I mean, yeah, I don't think we can jump off. 7 on a pro. Those are the things you see before a guy wins.
Wow, Lashley was third, too.
I was looking at approach, during the tournament at some point, so I don't know if it changed, but, like, 4 or 6 guys in the top 6 were all of our guys.
Yeah. 220-1 Lashley. He played well.
Yeah. So anyone else that we considered? Norin. Seabez, I think, is playing really good. I feel similarly to him as I do about Norin. I like Norin a little bit better, but I don't think he has that killer instinct either.
I think you get to drive it better, though, with Seabez. That's the one thing I'm worried about with him. He's playing well with approach, but he doesn't drive the ball great.
Yeah, I like him as a play, as a DraftKings, whatever. I just don't think he has the...
There's not really many with Valspar there. Mostly Americans, or, I mean, obviously the 2 Canadians. But it's more Americans here.
Well, good thing we're paying fucking $1 million for a Swede.
But couple Swedes that finished second. My boy Jesper.
Oh, yeah.
Jesper Panovic. I did see some Swedish flags in there when I was looking. But fucking Ludwig's American. Don't let him fool you. Has been in America for like 6 years.
Okay, yeah. And he went to, he's from the Texas area or lives in the Texas area. So, anyone else in this that we considered? I mean, Benny, number sucks. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm good. We're good on this range. We're going to go to the longer range.
Yeah, so bright and early this morning, we bet a Ryan Moore, 180.
Mm-hmm.
That's now down to 100, I believe. I don't know. Just continued it with the approach game. 4.6 last week. Obviously, we talked about it last week. 6.1 the prior two events. Driving it great. Do I think he can win? Do you think he can win?
Yes.
Do you do? This event? Yeah. I can picture it too.
Old win can win here.
Yeah, just worry about the field strength.
Yeah, but week before a major, things happen, man.
Okay, that's fair. I hope he wins. That'd be fucking great. I'm all in on Ryan Moore.
The story next year, next week, Ryan Moore plays his way into the Masters after a 2 year of surgery, right?
Yeah.
2 year injury. And I just think last week, he was the one guy of everyone who did exactly what I wanted him to do last week.
No, right? Just fall back.
Didn't go crazy, but played really well. And that we always knew that golf course was too long for him. We just wanted to be a week early just in case, but we knew this was the week we wanted him. So I haven't changed how I feel about him at all. I still think he's in a great position to contend this week. It's a good old guy course. I think he'll have some shorter irons and he won't have to be stretching everything, every single hole. I think it's a really good spot.
I agree. I was looking at proximity numbers. I think he's like so great with a wedge. So great with a wedge.
Yeah. He will miss some shorties though.
Oh, he's not a good putter. But people forget he was a prolific amateur.
Mm-hmm.
Prolific. What do we got? Ryan Moore, 125 to 150. He's second last 24 rounds. That's what I saw.
He's playing great. He's in my model. I think he's up there again, which I think is good. I mean, the model's actually been performing pretty well. He is 10th in the model. I'll give you 10 real quick. You got Hideki, Connors, Billy. Billy's third. Like, gotta like that, baby. And he's not even a stat guy.
Right.
Keith, Rye, Gim. Ludwig is number 7. Benny is number 8. Akshay is number 9. Moore is number 10.
Crazy. There's no big names in there besides Ludwig.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Decky, but.
Yeah, and then you guys, I mean, Connors, who's won it, so.
I mean, the other guys I considered. Oh, the other one was Glover, old leather.
Yeah.
90. Can't get there?
I like it. I just can't. Number's disrespectful. I mean, I think if you're a professional golfer and you were to look at each week, the odds and the drafting prices and whatnot, there's no one who should feel more disrespected than Lucas Glover.
Yeah, for sure.
And this guy's won a playoff event, two big events, comes now. He's coming to a course he's had good history on. It's a great fit for him. He's an 80, 90 to 1.
Yeah. You know what? We can't really fit him, though.
No.
Thinking about it, you got Ludwig at 12 and Billy 30. With the Akshay bet, you can't really fit it.
You know what I think would be good for our karma? We get a bet against Caitlin Clark tonight.
Why?
Because she's a bitch.
What about the whole LSU controversy?
Oh, I mean, yeah, there is a controversy, but
with the coach.
What's the controversy going on?
Well, there was a big article written about her. How she's racist and she hates gay people, something like that.
Her whole team's black.
I know. I don't. I don't think they like her because she's a big Trump supporter or something. I don't know.
Interesting. Well, I like them even more now, not because they're, of course. But
actually, some good women's hoops tonight. You get to see my girl Paige Beckers for UConn tonight, and that that freshman from USC. I don't know if you know the women's scene, but
I know the UConn is the UConn girl a lesbian? I don't mean that in a negative connotation.
No idea. No idea. I know Angel Reese isn't from LSU.
She isn't?
I think she was dating Ja Morant for a bit.
Oh, wow. I wonder if she's strapped.
Probably, I'd imagine. Those girls make more money now than they will in the WNBA.
NIL, baby.
Yeah.
She got the blicky. So, blicky? Yeah, that's what they call the guns now.
Oh, really? Not a gun guy.
No,
until this week.
All right,
last bet is Charlie Hoffman. Yeah, he's 200-1. The guy absolutely loves this place. That's the only reason to bet him here. Other than that, there's really no other reason.
I got a good reason. Dude, his course history is fucked.
It's the Charlie Hoffman Open.
Charlie Hoffman Open, I mean. So he has 12 top 15 finishes in his last total at the course. 12 top 15s. And that's a lot. And then it's not just old either. It's all recent. I mean, a lot of it's recent. He had back-to-back 2019 and 2020. First
he's playing like Dog Dick last year and finished 22nd.
Yeah, he's playing good, man. I think the fact that he could contend at that waste place where he likes it and that's one of his courses, like that gives him confidence that, hey, if I'm on my game, this is one of my spots, I can come in here and contend.
He's just really old now.
You got the green glove, though?
Poor Charlie. I wish he won that fucking event.
You know what's crazy about Charlie? He, in four of his last starts, he's gained strokes driving distance on the field. He still hits it far.
Wow. Hasn't been putting great since that waste tournament.
And he played only two rounds at Valspar, got cut, but he gained 3.2 strokes on approach in just two rounds.
I'll take it. I don't know, 200-1 flyer. I like it.
No, it's not a 200-1 flyer. He's a guy who should be bet. He's winning the tournament.
Who do you like better, him or Moore?
I'll fuck them both. They both get me.
I don't know if I can bet against Caitlin Clark tonight. I got it. My daughter just loves it.
What's the spread?
I have no idea. I'm not definitely not betting it. I don't have any money to bet it. So all my money's going into these two fucking tournaments.
I was minus two.
Wow, that's shocking.
Who won it last year?
Iowa sucks.
Do they?
Who won it last year? LSU dominated them. That was the national title, though.
What is this?
Iowa came off of upsetting South Carolina, who was undefeated at the time in the Final Four. So big letdown. South Carolina is undefeated again. They're in the Final Four. This is the Elite Eight.
Wow.
Iowa's the one seed, LSU the three seed.
Women's hoops. Okay.
You going to watch it?
No. Yeah, I mean, if I bet it, I will. Otherwise, no.
Iowa isn't that good.
Seems like a good bet to me, then. LSU's plus two.
I haven't really watched LSU, though, so I don't know.
But it seems like, to me, Clark's a bad teammate.
No, I don't think so. I think she's just bad teammate?
Yeah, she doesn't. I saw a couple clips. Her teammates on the ground, all three other teammates, which you're supposed to do, rush over to pick her up.
No,
and she walks
that's
away.
Just people trying to fucking fuck with her.
So you're a big Caitlin Clark guy?
No, I don't think that's – she's not a bad teammate. I can see – her antics on the court can be bad. I think she's very supportive of her teammates. Okay. From what I've seen, I don't know.
We'll find out tonight. All right, so we got to get to Durrell?
Yep, Liv Durrell.
Okay, Liv Durrell, we're at, Liv Miami, sorry, Red Durrell, the Blue Monster. All right, it's a very famous course. Used to be on the PGA Tour, WGC Cadillac event. Big players, usually the best players in the field, tend to take that one down. What do you have to add on that?
A lot of bombers went here. Just looking at the winners. The last time PGA held event here was before Trump was the president. I'm pretty sure that's why the PGA left for Mexico, because Trump won. Scott beat Bubba in 2016. DJ beat JB Holmes in 2015. Then here's the outlier. Pat Reed beat Bubba in 2014. 2013, Tiger beat Stricker. So Stricker kind of an outlier. Reed's not really an outlier because he plays long course as well all the time. Rose beat Bubba. Nick Watney beat Dustin. Those are the last six times. You also have Ernie, Phil, Jeff Ogilvie, three other winners.
Okay, so should we get right into the odds or anything else to add to that? I mean, I will say this first. I think this is a massive, massive, massive week. If you're a golf fan and you're not paying attention to Live Miami at Doral, you're doing yourself a disservice and you just have your head up your ass, because this tournament matters in the landscape of golf. You want to say it doesn't, Mickey Mouse, blah, blah, blah. Look what happened last year at the Masters when all these Live guys turned up and all these people who have their head in the or really face the reality of the situation were shocked when Phil and Reed brought, like, get your head out of your sand and out of your asshole.
Yeah, who wasn't shocked? Us.
Yeah, we knew it was coming, and it was a really profitable week for us. Obviously, we had the winner in Rom, but I mean, I had a T5 on Reed, won a bunch of DraftKings money. Like, those guys are ready to go. So if you're not watching this event, it doesn't make you better than anybody else. It makes you just dumber if you want to get a read on what's going to happen at Augusta.
Yep, exactly.
It's a big course.
Also, of course, everybody knows.
Yeah. It's a great course, great viewing course, and it's a good test for Augusta. As DJ said last week, he was in an interview, said it's probably the best test you could get.
Because it's difficult. I don't know if it's very comparable, but...
Right, because it's long and it's difficult.
Yeah. A couple other notes. I mean... So in that team event last year, the last day they play strokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stroke play. Would Bryson shoot? Bryson shot 5 under.
Yeah.
Lahiri was 7 under, and the Crushers won. Year before, Cam shot 7 under. Did they win? No, Aces won. Yeah. So I got the Aces with DJ, who has great course history. It's a big boy golf course. That's all you can say. You got to hit hit fairways too. There's some trees, a ton of water, and it's fucking long. It's like 7,600 yards. But I mean, that's obviously comparable to Augusta.
And you can hit driver anywhere.
Yep.
So I think that's good. And that led us to, I mean, the one guy I know I think we're betting right is Bryson.
All right. So did you mention it's a Gilhance design?
No, it's a Gilhance design. Yep.
Other Gilhance design courses? You got those?
Yeah. You got Winged Foot, where Bryson won the U.S. Open. Jeff Ogilvie also won there, and he also won at Doral. You have...
Phil made a double at Winged Foot the year Ogilvie won, and he also won at Doral.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, and Tiger won at Wingfoot too.
In Doral,
I think. Maybe not.
And then you got Ridgewood Country Club in New Jersey. Bryson won there.
Yep.
Reed won there?
No, Reed didn't win there.
Okay. Bryson won at Ridgewood, also played great at Doral last year in the team final. You have the Country Club in Brookline. And Bryson was...
He was up. Top 50, 50th. He made the cut.
Okay, so he played pretty... But that was right during when he went to Live and everything.
Yeah.
But was there another country club guy who was in Brookline? DJ Brooks?
DJ was top 20. Brooks, he made the cut. Didn't play that well. That was right before Brooks left for Live.
Yeah, that's right. And he said in the interview... he wasn't going.
Yeah.
We got Southern Hills, LACC.
Didn't you TPC say Boston? TPC Boston?
Who's won at TPC Boston?
Bryson, DJ.
Oh, okay, DJ's won at Doral. DJ's won at TPC Boston. Bryson's won at TPC Boston the week after he won at Ridgewood.
Yep.
And
that was the other way around. He won Boston first and Ridgewood.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, I actually looked it up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So why was he 90-1 at Ridgewood?
Was he?
Isn't that where we hit him?
I didn't hit him. You hit him.
It was 90-1. And it was in August. So I was at my wedding.
I'll tell you right now. Keep going, though.
LACC.
DJ
was the first round leader.
Yep. He finished 10th. Bryson finished 20th. Brooks finished 17th. Cam Smith finished 4th.
Aron and Mink. You had Rose finished 2nd. Rose has won there. Or finished 2nd at Doral or won at Doral?
Won at Doral.
Okay. And then you had Aron and Mink. He also finished 2nd at the BMW there.
My bad. I read this wrong. Back to your Bryson thing. He won the Northern Trust first.
Yeah, I knew that. Because he won the following week. But the week when he won the Northern Trust was coming off the U.S. Open. He was this big sleeper pick, and he completely missed the cut and shit his pants. Everyone was out on him.
He missed the cut at the PGA, yep.
Yeah.
There's like a steel hands designs that he won.
Yeah, and he's played great at other ones.
But 2 in a row there.
And you got Colonial. Rose has won at Colonial.
Rose has, yeah. Brooks lost to Sergio in a playoff.
So Rose won at Colonial, and he's played well at Doral.
That tournament that Bryson lost to Cantlay.
That was a BMW at
Caves Valley. Is that a Hans design?
It's a good question. Caves Valley.
Well, either way, this all just leads us to Bryson, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just think he plays these Gilhan's designs well. He can hit the driver. He's playing well right now. He's starting to play a little bit better. Was good here in the team event. He hasn't won yet this year, where these other guys kind of have. Now we get the whole Bryson going to Augusta narrative.
What do you make of Bryson's chances at Augusta?
I think it will take the perfect storm for him to play great there. I mean, yes, but I don't think. I mean, there's obviously something there that he doesn't like about it. I think it's the undulating fairways and the uneven lies that throws his calculations off.
I got a weird feeling he's gonna contend.
I mean, I think if he's playing great and everything is clicking, he easily can.
Let's see what he's done there. So you're going to bet a Bryson, what, 12th, 11?
Yeah, 11, 12.
His best finish was as an amateur, 21st. What if now that he's kind of skinny? Yeah, I got no feeling, Brooke. I feel like he could win. I have zero feel on the guy.
So you like DJ and...
I need to talk this out, though. Should we... We've been on Casey.
Yeah.
Isn't he playing awesome? Won in Florida at a difficult golf course multiple times.
But isn't this what he does? Just play really well, but not win.
Yeah, and he's won in Florida multiple times. He has won. Like, he's not like a Norin here.
Yeah, I know. He won the same random ass event twice, but.
Well, he's also won other events, though.
I don't know,
just,
man.
You think it's just a big end?
I like Casey. I do. But is he... I also have some reservations about risking much more after going to Bryson.
Right. So is it a single bullet, Bryson?
No, I do think going to this next ranger might be better.
Okay. Then there's your guy, Sergio.
33.
Yeah.
Is he as good here as I think? I don't think he's that great. At Doral.
I didn't see him on any of the top leaderboards. Never finished first or second, I can tell you that.
No, I do know that, but he has some decent finishes. My question is, anyone we pick outside of these top guys has to go in. Someone is going to have to beat Rahm, DJ, Bryson, or Neiman.
Like, I don't even finish fourth at the Hong Kong. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, it's not the type of golf course where you might dodge those guys and it's like Hong Kong where dancer and you got to beat someone else. Like, no, you've got to beat one of these guys or more than one of them. Sergio does have a T3 here back in 2013. His next results, 14, 15, 16 are tied for 16th, tied for 31st, tied for 11th. So he played pretty good here.
Okay.
Also a T3 back in 2007.
Brooks ever play it?
Yeah, he played it a couple times in 2016, 2017. Not incredibly well. I'll give you the finishes right here. He has finished, not bad, T17, T23.
Okay, you got the Florida narrative.
And then I'll see Casey.
Yeah, show me Casey.
Casey has played it every year between 2005 and 2016. His most recent finish was 2016, finished seventh.
Really?
Yep. And then I'll list them all. Starting from 2005, T16, T9, T51, T31, T6, T18, T51, T38, seventh.
He shot a 73 last year on that Sunday. Bubba shot a 67. We sprinkled the Bubba 110.
Yeah, that's right.
Just because, I don't know, he finishes second or third most of the times here. So it's obviously a Bubba track. If we went Bryson and skipped another big dog, what would you want to do?
I guess Casey, but I don't know. Or maybe wait and try to get Bryson or Brooks live. I don't know the right decision. Or just bet Bryson. I don't fucking know.
Wolf? Come on, man. We both can be depressed.
Why do you like Wolf, though? Is my question.
Because anywhere I like Bryson, I like Wolf because he pounds it. South Florida. He lives in South Florida. I don't know. Does it? Wingfoot? That was a Hans.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like him and Bryson play well at the same events.
Yeah, well, if you don't bet Brooks or DJ, you can sure find 70-1. Sure.
I mean, he's a massive pussy, I know.
It just feels like, I mean, what's the best case scenario? He blows a big lead? Like, if everything goes perfectly?
I think the best case scenario is probably what he did in Vegas, right?
Did he win?
No, but he was right there. He was one shot off, and he just didn't have it. Remember, it was him and Uline. We're paired together, and DJ and Rahm and Bryce were behind him.
Yeah. So he's playing all right.
I don't know. I really like the golf course for Wolf.
If he's 70 and you feel that strongly about him, I'll bet him.
I don't feel strongly about him.
But I'm fine skipping that next range without just not spend $1 billion on this event.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let's see. Where else did he play well? 3M Open. He won. Rocket. He was second, fourth at that PGA in 2020, Harding Park. Bryson could have won that.
DJ could have won that.
Oh, yeah. Shit. DJ should have won that. I remember you wrote that article about him.
Yeah.
And then second at the U.S. Open at Wingfoot. And then he fucks at the Shriners in Mayakoba. Huh.
So, could you...
And Houston Open finished pretty well. Memorial Park.
Bryson, Casey.
If I wasn't going to Big Dog, that's what I think I'd do. Bryson, Casey, Wolf, Bubba.
Can Casey win this event?
I have no idea, man.
It's a big golf course, that little prick.
I know. Let's look up his wins.
Like, I don't know. Does he win on long courses?
No, he wins on like Pebble and Valspar.
Wasn't he there at Harding Park too?
Yeah, he was. He was in the final group with Brooks. Remember, Brooks was trying to get him to win because Brooks was dead early.
Brooks didn't have it, yeah.
And Brooks was like, yeah, I was trying to get Paul over the line. I was like, oh, man, that would have been cool. All right, his wins. He won the China Open. Glen Eagles, that's a small one. Abu Dhabi, BMW, PGA. This is all so long ago. Dubai Desert Classic, I don't know. PGA wins. What the fuck are the PGA wins? There's only three of them. Two Valspars and a Shell Houston Open. Got 15 Euro wins.
I just don't know if
I can win. Yeah, I don't know if he can win on a big boy course.
At 45 years old, and he's like 5'3".
Is he 45?
Yeah, I think he's close to that.
Do we need to see something out of Cam this week to feel confident next week?
Yeah, we do. That's another good point. I'd like to see him finish in the top 8.
Yeah, I don't want to bet him, but...
No, I don't want him to win. I just want him to play good, and just that's all.
Yeah. Burmy? No, number
I seven. Like Burmy course fit wise. What's he been doing?
He's been good. He was
what's the number?
Not good. 30.
No.
Coke rack?
No.
Reed?
Oh yeah, I like Reed.
Don't Specs like Mexico? I mean Florida, Miami.
Well, let's talk about Reed real quick. He won here. Has he been that bad lately?
Nah,
for the math, this is his time of year.
I'm pulling Reed up. Hold on.
He was fourth in Macau.
Was he?
Yes.
Dude, he's...
It's a real short course, though.
Where does he finish? Where did he finish? Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. He doesn't finish any better than 20th, and that was the first event. He's been dog shit. You know who else has been dog shit? Mito.
Yeah.
Munoz.
You know what I'm curious about, though? All right, so last year, Mayakoba, he was T38. Tucson, he was T18. And then he finishes T3 at Orlando, T4 at the Masters, T3 at Adelaide.
Wow.
I want to see, does he have form when he wins? Because I feel like it's possible that he might not. The Dubai Desert Classic when he almost beat Rory.
That was in January.
He was cut in his previous start. 2022. Okay, when he came second at Live Bangkok. He played the Kazoo Open Day France the week before. He missed the cut, and his stats were absolutely horrific.
Yeah, he won Farmers. He missed the cut before.
Yeah.
Same with WGC Mexico, finished 51st.
So he's not the guy who tells you it's coming. He just wins because he's a little prick.
He kind of showed it before he won the Masters.
Well, you got to show it before you win the Masters, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think I mean, 45, I'm just bet it. I don't care.
Really? Man. I don't know. I don't know if I can do Reed.
You just think he's not playing well enough.
So, we're definitely out on DJ? Is that what we're saying?
Don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I mean, as
I
much as
I
like
all these guys winning, Rahm, Neiman, Bryson, DJ, Brooks, I can see them all winning.
I have a hard time. I mean, we're going to the top of the board on two events here. I don't know if I can bet DJ or Brooks. I like to rob a bank.
You just got to limit yourself down the board. Like, you wouldn't bet Reed. You wouldn't bet Wolf. It's just Bryson and DJ. Same money risk.
Is it?
Listen, bud. You're getting drilled. Or you're fucking coming, you're coming home with some cash this week, okay?
I mean, but a 45 and a 70 isn't the same as a 16.
It isn't?
No.
Why not? It's the same as like a 25?
No. Two 30s would be the same as a 16. And I'm talking about a 45 and a 70.
Yeah, as you said, it's the same as a 25. Right?
No.
No? A 45 and a 70 is the same as a 25.
Is it?
Yeah, it's an average of 50.
So wouldn't that be the same as a 50?
No. No, it's half of the 50. Same as a 25. I mean, you're risking the same as a 25. I don't know, whatever. Who cares? Why are we doing math? All right, yeah, so you're out on, we're going Bryson.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I know for sure. And then we'll think about the rest.
Anything from that interview with the, I gotta watch the interviews. I can't just bet this thing.
Yeah, I think we'll know more.
I go deep into the interviews.
Those come on Tuesday or Wednesday? And we get till Friday, so, I mean, we have our initial thought. We'll see how it progresses.
Yep.
All right, let's get a double winner, at least one of them, please, God.
Ludwig or death. That's what we're working with this week. Or Bryson. Billy or Bryson.
I mean, we get some good cracks at this thing, all right? We got two guys who should win this fucking event.
Who are the two guys, Ludwig and Bryson, not Billy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and Billy, but I mean, one of those two guys should win.
I mean, I'd hope so. They're both fucking 12 to 1.
Yeah. All right. Let's get it.
All right.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.